And we are back, and I am Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans and a couple of other great gentlemen, and you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And now we are about to take a jump back in time as we look forward to celebrating Gatsby Day this upcoming weekend. So, Barnaby, this is the third consecutive year that Waterfire has celebrated Gatsby Day. Can you fill us in a little bit on what people can expect this weekend and how they can get involved in the action?
Absolutely. First of all, I just want to take a moment and talk about my pet peeve, which is the American Revolution started right here in Rhode Island, and we should be tremendously proud of that fact. And it's June 9th, just passed a few days ago, and as it happened with the tides and the weekends, we're celebrating Gatsby Day in Warwick this coming Saturday on the 14th, and Waterfire is so delighted for the third year to join what's been going on for 49 years with the community of Warwick of talking about the importance, the history, and the depth of the historical moment that happened on Narragansett Bay on June 9th. Nearly, what was it? I haven't done the math, but in 1772, not 1772, what's the year? Yes. 1772, yeah, I do not see it. It's second nature here. So first of all, during that day, the parade kicks off in Warwick at when, John?
About 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And that is a must-see event if you haven't seen it. But what will be happening at Waterfire is starting around noon, we start with a Twitter feed, which is at hashtag WFGatsby, which is with a lot of spade digging and research and a lot of work, we were able to find the original tweets, which all those characters were zapping back and forth on Narragansett Bay back in 1772. And we found so many tweets going back and forth, we just narrowed it down to about 8 characters. But if you go onto the hashtag, starting around noon, you will see the whole events unfold and the back and forth and the comments and as much as we could figure out to bring it to life. And it's a fun exchange. We'd love to have you retweeting it, looking at it, having fun with it, telling us what you disagree with and how important it is for the founding of this country. And one of the things that we also do that night is we have the Patuxent Rangers, the militia that will be there, which will be coming down in uniform in the militia, and the what's the other militia?
Federal Blues.
The Federal Blues will also be joining them as well. But the Patuxent Rangers Fife and Drum Corps will be starting at 9 o'clock in Washington Street, and they will be walking down towards South Main Street so that they're going to get involved in leading people down to a debate which is happening at Sabin's Tavern. So what I'd like to introduce is who we have here. We have John Concannon, who's been very active in this debate for many years and is the manager of a wonderful archive of all these events. John, greetings.
Long live King George III.
he's representing one of these viewpoints. And we also have Ranger John McNiff, who is with the Roger Williams National Memorial, who is equally engaged with this story. And John, greetings. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Barnaby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Now, I'm hoping you two aren't going to get in a big fight, or not too much of a fight. But one of the things that happened on June 9th, 1772, was the ship Gatsby was run aground in its pursuit of the ship Hannah, and John Brown saw an opportunity to strike the first blow for the American Revolution, and he called everyone to come to Sabin's Tavern, and that's not far from where Waterfire is, and they had a long and spirited debate. And we've had the great good pleasure to recreate that debate with 4 gentlemen each year. And I just want to share a little bit of what that might be. So either one of you want to talk about what some of the issues are and why the tinder was about to be lit on June 9th?
Certainly. Let me start here. Rhode Island has a long history of controlling its own destiny. We elect our own governor. We elect our own General Assembly. We got a charter in 1663 that makes us the boss of our own destiny. Now, this revenue schooner has been in the bay from January until June, taking every single ship that it sees. The captain of this ship, Lieutenant Duddingston, has said he will treat every ship on this bay as if it were a pirate, because surely that's what they are.
They are all pirates, sir. King George III has a right and a God-given obligation to control his territory of the colonies, and the British ships that come into this bay are doing only their duty.
There's a long history in this state that the foundation of civil power lies in the people. And the people have a charter that gives us the ability to direct our own future. This Captain Duddingston has come into the bay and is seizing market ships that are moving firewood across the bay, sending them up to Boston as prizes.
This firewood that you say he claims that he interdicts is probably covering up 16 hogsheads of rum, all smuggled goods from this whole colony of pirates.
Now, I will say, Rhode Island does have a long history of smuggling. We've done it for years. We have a history of piracy. I'll admit to that. But this person is in the bay without presenting his paperwork to Governor Wanton down in Newport, refusing to show what authority he is operating under?
He presented his papers to Wanton, to that governor-elect or whatever you... How dare you elect the governor? In either way, King George III has found it fit to order the ships to interdict smuggling, and they will do under his orders whatever is necessary to stop this illicit piracy.
I can understand someone following the law. I can understand a revenue schooner in the bay doing its duty, but when it intercepts every ship, when it interferes with our commerce, which goes around the world to bring back a livelihood to the people of Rhode Island, well, the people have a right to say no.
The people of Great Britain under King George III, sir, are entitled to certain revenue and control of commerce within the colonies. You pirates will even trade with our enemies, the French. We will not allow that to happen.
We'll trade with anybody that's going to give us a profit. This is Rhode Island. This is our heritage. We are not going to allow this to continue. This ship with Duddingston, a warrant has been issued for his arrest. If he sets foot on land anywhere in this colony, we will take him as a pirate himself.
Sir, should you or any Rhode Island citizens of this rogue colony attempt in whatsoever to interfere with the progress of the Royal Navy Admiralty in their ships, you shall all be hung as pirates.
One had best catch someone before one hangs them.
That shall be easy to do, sir. We shall see.
You have to understand, Rhode Island is its own place. There are 420 miles of coastline here, little coves and inlets. And yes, some people do smuggle. There is a role for enforcement. But when someone puts themselves above the law, whether they be a lieutenant in the Royal Navy or a king, there are consequences to be paid.
You are bordering on slanderous treason, sir. And for you to intimidate that King George III's powers be limited by these colonies, you are subject to be hung.
The king's powers are limited by Parliament. That is a long tradition for the English people. We cannot go on like this forever. He is stopping commerce in the state. He is trying to bankrupt every single one of the leading citizens here. And that flows downhill because the average working man can't earn a living anymore.
Lieutenant Duddingston is doing his duty aboard the Gatsby, as he previously done in Chesapeake Bay in Philadelphia areas, where he also interdicted shipping and forced the colonists to properly pay taxes and duties to the crown.
Well, if the duty of Lieutenant Duddingston, if the duty of the Admiralty, if the duty of any of these is to bankrupt Rhode Islanders and drive us all out of business and into the poorhouse, there's something that has to change.
We of England need to recoup the taxes for the expense of 1763 wars that nearly bankrupt the crown, and we will tax the colonists as we see fit.
As you see fit. If you tax us any more than this, and if this Lieutenant Duddingston really does this, there won't be any money for taxes.
Now, that's just a taste of what was happening in Sabin's Tavern in 1772. I want to thank John McNiff and John Kincannon. They're scholars, they're gentlemen, they're raconteurs, and they're wonderful actors as they bring these vital debates alive. And
McNiff's
what's fascinating,
a pirate.
But what's fascinating about this discussion, if you guys can calm down for just a moment, and it's the same orders, issues we've been debating for centuries. It's about law and order. It's about authority. It's about democracy. It's about freedom of speech, freedom of commerce. And it was in Rhode Island where, largely due to the original charter, and Roger Williams is setting forth and establishing this state as an independent colony founded on free speech and freedom of assembly, that this whole idea of the American nation took foot, took root, actually. Yeah. And literally, we have Roger Williams' root, as I remember. You're at the memorial.
It's up at the John Brown House.
It's the John Brown House. It's a fascinating story. I wish Rhode Islanders knew it better, and I wish certainly the rest of the country knew it better. So we are so honored to join the 50 years or 49 years of your program. And just to finish on one step, this debate starts at 9 o'clock at the Wild Colonial Tavern at 250 South Water Street this Saturday at Waterfire on the 14th. Thank you so very, very much.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans, and you have been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And now, you know, Barnaby, that was really exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, it's fun. And these issues are still vital today. It's I just love bringing these things. That's what Waterfire tries to do, is find these interesting Rhode Island things and ignite them in a big way to get people excited and interested in talking.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see those longboats go out there as well. And
we have two of our boats because of a competition, so that we will have two boats going out in memory of the eight boats that were headed out. So that'll be there. But we look forward to joining our friends in New Bedford next year.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the guys were they were calmer than I thought. When I've seen them live, they just go after each other when they're in costume and ready to go. So if you do have a moment, listeners, to stop down to the Wild Colonial on Saturday and take in such a great show and a debate that really actually makes one think. And because, Barnaby, you're right, a lot of these issues are relevant in their own way.
And it really is the founding of between Roger Williams and the Gaspe Revolt. This was where the DNA of the nation of America really was established, and Rhode Islanders should be rightly proud of that.
Well, you know, so I think we should remind everybody that, you know, Waterfire starts usually soon after sunset, which is at 8:22 on June 14th. But there's so many other things to do before Waterfire starts. Starting last year, Barnaby, you started the Waterfire Arts Festival Plaza with over 20 local artists that are...
At 6 o'clock, and we've got some wonderful craftsmen, artisans, and artists showing their work there, right on Washington Street, and that's been growing. People have really enjoyed it. The artists have had a great time. We recommend that. Those all open at 6. A lot of the food vendors open. One of the things we will be doing on the Waterfire website, there's a link to Waterfire Ignite that lists a lot of other events that are happening as well. And, of course, the debate down at the old Sabin's Tavern, which we're doing at the Wild Colonial, the 250 South Water, that starts at 9.
Yeah, so you know what? I think it's been a great inaugural show, Barnaby, and I'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us today, and we hope you've enjoyed the show. Remember, you can tune in next week for Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and don't forget that if you missed any portion of today's show, and you can listen to it by podcast on www.business790.com. We hope to see you this weekend at Waterfire. You have been listening again to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Bye-bye.